Well, no music today. Alrighty, I have to go with it anyway. Hey, happy Tuesday to all of you who are listening out there in Radio Land. How are you doing today? 18 days before Christmas. Are you doing this countdown with me? 24 days until 2022. Boy, we're sailing right along, and we're almost through this year of 2021 with COVID trailing right along with us. How's that? Well, welcome to A Voice of a People here live with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1 FM radio. You can download on any electronic device in your app store or your Play Store for an app called TuneIn. And once you locate it, download that and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, or if you would like to be a part of the conversation, or just make a comment or whatever, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries. Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce. It will take place December the 18th, and this will be the last one until April of 2022. So please take advantage of this opportunity. If you have no need, but you do know someone else that does, please share this information. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. And Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-382-8552. And for those of you who follow faithfully, thank you so much for your support. And if it is your first time on the show, hopefully it will not be your last time, and you will enjoy what we have to offer you today and basically every day that we are on. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and this thought is titled Opportunity. I don't want to go too fast. I may overlook it. Oh, opportunity. The pessimist. Do we all know what a pessimist is? Well, hopefully this will somewhat define it for you. Sees difficulty in every opportunity. Do you know someone that no matter what you say, they have a negative connotation or remark or response to what you say? These people are called pessimists. But an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And this is what we're praying for the pessimist. And you know, you can get so drained trying to encourage a pessimist to look on the brighter side, you know. So if you know one, something like that, just lift them up in prayer and pray for them that the Lord will open up their eyes and ears and see hope above and beyond all things. I will turn my attention to my guest today, Anthony Marks. It's been a while. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good to see you. I see you still keeping on.
You got to. If you don't keep fighting, they will take the fight out of you and not give it to anybody else.
That's true. So what's been going on with you?
I think I'm really getting geared towards right now starting to do social media and going live with mental health.
Okay.
Those of you that know me, I'm the little guy that was with the BBC here in Marion, Ohio. We were trying to push forward a lot of business ideas, and a lot of people getting that business attracted towards the Chamber of Commerce. If you're still interested in that, I will ask you to direct your attention to Johnny Jackson and Tara Dyer. If not, you're more than welcome to come join the Black Marion Commerce that we have here in town as well. On Facebook, we have a group. I had a mental break from pushing myself so hard. Well, I ended up in the hospital for about a month.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. I know I missed you. I just didn't know, you know.
Yeah, that's why ain't nobody seen me.
Right.
That's why nobody sent me. I had a mental break for a little while. And what I am doing is I got reminded of a lot of the issues that may not always be heard out loud. When you're dealing with the mental stability of any human being, you should know that we are people who are alive and should have a voice. So me and my wife have been talking about toying around with the idea to start a podcast going on for mental health and everything. And I'm really thinking about starting that soon, because there's remarkably a lot of people who like myself feel like, yeah, we're on a medication, but nobody really hearing what we actually need.
Right, right. And maybe you feel like you don't have the opportunity to express that too, you know.
Right,
or
right,
who
right.
to express it to.
Right. Because it's a major it's a major problem. You go in, you talk to the doctor. The doctor hears you or they don't hear you. Most of them like to hear other people's opinion over yours a lot of time. Because they're like, oh, this person knows what's going on. You're just trying to figure a way out of this. So the healthcare system is really messed up when it comes to mental health.
I understand that.
Because it can really be a part where you're being more experimented on than being cured. And, you know, the money is in the experimentation, not the cure. So that's another story for another day. But that's one of the bigger projects that I think that I'm about to start to endeavor on. Because right now, if anybody knows anything, we're literally in a social media era. People are making thousands upon thousands of dollars doing anything and everything on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I have a clip on Facebook and on TikTok where this guy, like, went into the TikTok settings and see how much you're being paid for your views and likes and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so if you get so many views after a certain amount of time, they give you a bonus amount of money. So you got that first check coming in, then you got that second check coming in. And if you know anything, like, this is a definite time to try to capture that, because we're still all stuck in the house. As long as this pandemic is going on, I would definitely try to tie yourself into something that will be fun for you and your family, but also that could make you extra amount of money on the side. If people are able to go to, they're able to take trips and go on vacations after doing this for so long and staying consistent with it.
Right.
So it's a major form to look at. It is. It really is.
Wow, another way to, another, what would you call it? Career.
Yeah, it really is. It really
another
is.
Another job.
You can do stuff when you want to, how you want to, the way you want to. My guy Rodney Robinson up there at Poppin' and Rollin', he's doing some really cool things out there with the kids and stuff like that. Because his business, you know, it's circles or it cycles itself around people coming in and enjoying themselves.
Right.
So by him pushing himself a little further into that entrepreneurship of social media and having fun, it makes it more attractive towards his business, and he's also marketing and stuff at the same time.
That's great.
So yeah, it's just a whole window for that to be open. Like, I'm stressing that if you're Black and you're trying to make something out of yourself, please, please, please go into social media and have the mindset that you're just going to have fun doing something that you like doing.
Wow, that's powerful.
Because you don't know, that one post you might make might not be everybody's like, but it might make it somewhere where everybody does like it.
Right.
You don't have to have 1 million views on something the first time, or 20,000 views the first time. If you get up to 10,000 people on any of these social media sites, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you get up to 10,000 followers, and then you get over 1,000 views on something, they start paying you a percentage of some of the views you get.
Wow, what can I come up with?
Right. Then it started to make you think, like, you'd be like, oh, man, this is just useless information. I ain't really going to use it. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of young people who are, how to say this, they're restructuring their financial situations and their family's generational situation by causing another source of income to come in that nobody really expected.
Right.
We're America. We like entertainment, so you might as well be a part of it.
Right. Might as well. Well, my goodness. So this is a benefit.
This is a benefit, yeah.
Social media.
Uh-huh.
Facebook, YouTube. I know YouTube is wide open.
Oh, anything's YouTube's huge. And now Facebook and YouTube are starting to do something now that Instagram had been doing and TikTok came out doing. Mm-hmm. And that's Reels. Reels are basically like a little short form of
a film.
Yeah, like a film or a video that you made, and then you do whatever you're going to do on it, post it, and people get to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entertainment within the entertainment you're already looking at.
Wow.
So, like, Facebook, they're about to go into the meta universe, which basically stating that they're about to get a whole bunch of huge amounts of servers, and they're about to put out a whole bunch of information. They're about to get connected with a lot of different things. And they're going to be pushing more information out there. So with them pushing more information and trying to gather more people to them, yeah, these Reels are going to be huge. Because that's your one-stop shop of entertainment. You'd be like, oh, what did Jenny do today? Jenny might be doing something crazy, talking crazy on Facebook.
Right, right.
But then, like, you just keep scrolling down, you see a little video, somebody acting goofy. You're like, oh, man, that thing, you know, you spent like 2 hours on Facebook.
While watching it. You're right, because, you know, it's a pastime once you get home from working or whatever, you know. Let me get on here and see what's going on. YouTube.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. Right now, Anthony is live on Facebook taping this show. If you'd like to ask him a question, you can direct it to him live right now on YouTube. Or you can call in 740-383-9944. Because, hey, the sky is the limit.
Yeah, and then we need to start thinking like that. The sky literally is the limit. You'd be like, okay, I'm boxed in. What am I going to do?
Right.
If you got time and the courage enough to put yourself out there, you'd be surprised what you can find.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Just got to have the courage. It takes that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and confidence. It takes that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I probably could do something on there.
What? Yeah, there's some people that get over 1,000, like, they have like 14,000 views, and then they have done nothing but open a can of tomato sauce.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's like, this is the most useless part of my time that I have used, and all of a sudden, all right, 14,000 views, okay, what can I come up with?
Yeah, should be something.
Yeah, I got on TikTok, I got the biggest views I got was off an anime thing that I did, because I follow like a lot of anime people.
Okay.
Anime's huge right now. So I did something off of a show talking about some philosophical type of things that they were talking about. I got like over 3,000 views on that. So I was like, oh, okay. So this is what you guys like. All right. Facebook, I got my first, because they had just recently came out with Reels. My first 4,000 Reels was off of Shang-Chi. The Shang-Chi movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had took a part of the movie and recorded it off of my phone. And basically just, like, did, like, a commentation to it. and played it so everybody can see what's going on with it, and then did a second part to it so everybody can get the visual effects of what's going on with the movie.
Right.
I got 4,000 views on the first video, 900 views on the second one, so I mean, it ain't like a lot, but it's...
It's more than two or three.
Right, right.
Or 12, 104, you know.
Right,
hey,
right.
I get it.
That's 4,000 people that say, hey, I'm going to look at this today.
Right. See what this dude doing on here. What do you got to say?
Yep. And you get followers. You get people that follow you and say, oh, okay, what is this thing? What is he doing? I might just start doing movies that I like or something like that. I don't know.
Little skits, huh?
Yeah. Just do commentaries or just do, I don't know, something that I just enjoy doing. Like, okay, this anime is amazing. You guys got to watch it. Oh, my gosh. Everybody sees this. Like, I don't know. You just have to stay up with the times, too. So.
Wow. Thank you for that, Anthony. Thank you for that. For opening up our eyes to this new opportunity that has been in front of our face ever since we had a doggone cell phone.
Yep.
Almost, right?
Yep.
I just didn't know about it until lately, and I'm thinking, wow, YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. I even turned off my TV, my regular cable, like DirecTV and Spectrum and all that. So I got a, what you call that thing, the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I get everything.
Shoot. Rodney Robinson just asked, he said, where would you want to start at, or what kind of platform would be the hottest to start on? So all of us watch TV. We all streaming now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody watch normal TV no more.
No, that's true.
So basically, for the young kids, anime. You still got your live TV, like, what's the live TV show? It's a new show with a kid. There's a black kid that plays football. I can't think what the name of the show is. My wife watches it all the time. It's something nights, Friday nights or something like that. A show that everybody kind of like leaning towards. You see social media talking about. If you see a whole bunch of people talking about, hey, that new football show is nice, man. Mm-hmm. All right, do a little snippet on that. If these kids out here talking about like, hey, what if we that new anime that we watched, man, that junk, it's off the chain. Everybody watching it now. You just kind of have to take your time and look into what is the most popular things out there, or what is everybody buzzing around. And then they got new features in there that it's called Skitch. Skit is Stitch. Know what I'm trying to say? Stitch, and like you can also parallel view with it too.
Mm-hmm.
In Stitch, you take off a part of it and you do a little scene yourself, and then you play whatever you're gonna play from the person you borrowed it from.
Okay.
The other part, it allows you to be right beside the video as it's playing, so you don't lose any other videos clips. But they got features like that.
Mm.
Where if you see something interesting, you can just sit there and be like, oh man, wow, while somebody's explaining something, or while you're watching something or something's on right then.
Right.
They got it inside of the platform, or the editing part for you inside the platform.
Right.
So it's so many things. Do it. That's what it's called. Do it. Thank you, Mr. Rodney. Do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
do it.
Thank you for the heads up. I'm not where Anthony is anyway. He's schooling me today on a lot of things, so hey.
I'm an old man. I'm an old man. So
oh,
I'm
no.
Just trying to catch
oh,
up.
No, you're up on that stuff. Look, more than I am.
Yeah, but you can catch, you can do a duet off of somebody. You really ain't even saying nothing. You'll keep your part silent. And somebody else is doing something or playing something, you might do your blind reaction to it.
Animation or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or somebody doing something really entertaining, like dancing or telling a joke or something like that.
Okay.
You're just doing your blind reaction off whatever the joke is. Or if they're flipping off the top of a building, landing on top of a truck or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
You just do your blind reaction to that, and that might get you 10,000 views.
Wow, and get paid.
And get paid. And literally, all they're doing is, all that is marketing. Marketing. And don't let nobody tell you you don't have any skills within marketing or anything else. Because if you're able to do this, you're bringing more viewers into, or you're keeping more viewers on, and you're bringing more viewers into whatever your platform is, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. If you're bringing viewers on there, if you're getting people to look at you, they say, hey, this is marketing for us. This is free advertisement marketing. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you out there, let the whole entire world sees you, pull in more stuff, get more ads out there, make more money off of you than we're paying you. But you get a tiny percentage of what we're getting from you.
Guess that's not too bad.
It ain't. They don't pay you what you're worth, but.
Right.
Yeah.
At least you're getting paid.
Yeah, at least you're getting paid.
A new Hollywood. That's our new Hollywood, right? And Disney and all those big filmmakers and stuff. And Tyler Perry. We can do our own thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had to get started somewhere. Tyler Perry's tell you, when he first did his first theaters, everybody was already against him doing it because he was already broke. Right. And then it was already, like, it was unsuccessful his first night. He just said, man, I just kept going at it, kept trying it. And eventually they brought people in.
Yeah.
And that's what really people are paying for. They're paying for your skills to bring and attract people to the information that they have, whether it's right or wrong. It's people that be on there arguing for like 10 hours. I hate you. You hate me.
Bless you.
Y'all acting stupid. Oh, thank you for the rose. Like, even inside the app, they allow you to buy roses and planets and all that type of stuff. It's like little trinkets and stuff you can buy and send to the creator. Whoever you're watching, that's the creator. You'll send that to the creator, and that creator gets paid a percentage off of the rose or the planet or whatever little trinket that the app is having at that moment. Like Facebook, I think they got stars. TikTok has planets, roses, some other things. Instagram has roses and something else. I can't remember at the moment. But they got like little ways where you can go live. Like me and you going live right now.
Right, right.
And they be sending you like money through their live. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love what you're doing right now. We're sending you roses and you get like 15 roses. Roses might not cost nothing but a dollar. You get like 15 cents off the dollar. But you're still getting 15 cents.
Getting paid.
And they make an account for you. And they send you the money. They send you the check.
This is marvelous.
Yeah.
This is marvelous. I know Mona, they opened up that restaurant down here on Main Street, Detroit, Coney Island. She has her own YouTube page, and she be doing decorations and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting it. Wake up, people, right? Wake up.
I mean, if they going to give us the money, we might as well take it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I look at it.
Whoa. I'm about to get to thinking what I should. I know I can do something. Gotta be able to do something.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All you gotta do is, like me, I might sit there some days and just be looking at stuff just to see what's on there. What kind of information can I get out of it?
Right.
That's research.
Yes, it is.
And if you got a small business, you can write that stuff off. Like, okay, my Wi-Fi bill, I'm finna write that off because I'm sitting here on TikTok trying to research what it is that I'm trying to get off of here. It's ways to do a lot of different things. It's just that you have to open your mind and your heart to it and see if you really want to do this. Like, I'm really thinking about doing that podcast with my wife.
The one on mental health you were talking about? That's a big one, Anthony. I know you know that. That's big. That's really big.
It's the holidays, too, so yes. you already know. People, they either expect you to meet their expectations or fall below their expectations. And people don't realize when you fall below their expectations that they don't really show you as much affection as they should. And we're human beings. We need somebody to touch us, right, talk to us, and, you know, give a loving hug.
Yes, absolutely.
And show that there's a lot of compassion and emotions that should be passed on from us to them.
That's true. That's so true. And that's so good. I'm glad you brought that up. I've done two shows, except for the one yesterday, but two last week, directed especially on the holidays and people's attitudes and their moods and how to help elevate people's, you know, mood, like joy and peace and happiness and joy.
We need it.
And here you are talking about it also. So this is a much, much needed subject that we learn how to touch one another and be okay with that. You know, a hug, how you doing today, whatever, you know, and be okay with that. Some people are like, don't touch me, and you know, and sometimes you don't know who to touch, when to touch,
right, how
to touch, you know, so.
Shoot. At one point in time, not to kind of branch off of what you were saying, military. That's taboo for some people, but the military, black soldiers in the military came up with a system called dapping.
Did they?
You know, everybody, yeah.
Right.
That what we do.
Yeah.
That came from the military.
Really?
Where these black soldiers who had been into war needed somebody to interact with and needed somebody to touch.
Right.
And needed somebody to, you know, reaffirm them and confirm them, because you out there killing people. That takes a part of you, away from who you are.
Yeah, it has to.
So they're trying to reassess themselves back in society, and somebody came up with a system of dapping, which is basically a sign of showing brothership and love through touches and hugs and all that stuff. But basically, it's this system of handshakes that you let somebody know that, hey, I know who you are. Mm-hmm. We got our own little thing that we do.
I feel you. I understand. Yeah. You know, yeah, I get it.
And that branched off into, like, us. It ended up becoming a huge thing at one point in time, and then they stopped it because the Caucasian soldiers thought that the black soldiers were coming up with a system that was like some spies
against them,
something against them, which wasn't it. So they stopped it, but then they brought it back for a little bit, and then it became like a worldwide type of thing that we do.
Can't stop it now because it's still going.
It's still going.
I just went to my grandson's, what they call the honorary for playing football at Harding High School, and everybody that came up and got an award, they did that brotherhood shake, you know. So you can't stop it now.
That's part of it.
White boys and black boys and, you know, white coaches and black coaches. It's still a sign of love and respect. And I see you. I feel you. I'm here for you, you know. And I don't know why. You know, sometimes people just take the wrong things to heart.
Yeah, it tends. I mean, shoot, we live in America. Our history in America is not the best. Well, shoot, our world history isn't the best.
No.
but
you're right.
American history isn't the best.
Right.
And there needs to be a lot of light shine on why things have happened the way they have and why we've been forced to be in this box and taking the joy from what we started or what we're doing or how we're doing it. Because there's a lot of good that can come out of anything that's being processed the right way.
That's true.
So, yeah, I think even with the social media thing, if you're going to go out there and do something that's uniquely you, do it to the extent that it's going to change your life and somebody else's too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I need to buckle down and see if I can actually come up with the podcast. Because I got the equipment. I might as well just start doing it. Because I have a little time. I'm not cleaning the house.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You got the equipment. Set yourself up and go for it. Oh, my gosh. Why not?
Yeah.
You don't have anything to lose. I don't think any of us do. Like you said, we're basically still shut up in the house. And, you know, I didn't even pay that any attention because I go where I was going last year. You know, yeah. The radio station was essential, and I was on the radio, and I still made it to the store and did my things. But, you know, we have to remember to still wear our mask because
it's still COVID. It's
still dangerous out there.
We just in the second wave. We still got more to go.
Oh, my gosh.
We got so much more to go. People getting booster shots and everything, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what else can we do? We don't really know what to do.
We don't know where it's going to end. We don't. It might come back with a vengeance.
That's true. And people were saying, like, well, they don't know this and they don't know that. Well, we never lived through anything like this before.
So, I mean, we had the flu, like the flu epidemic.
Yeah.
Back in 1920-something. We had the polio thing. That was kind of weird for a little while.
Yeah, I was a part of that. I remember getting our shots for that. I was a little girl then. Yeah.
We had the hepatitis C or whatever it was. Then we had the swine flu, but that was nothing as big as this. This hit everybody.
Yeah. Corona. Coronavirus.
I don't know. The way I used to think of it like this, if I had to think on a monetary type of thing, because I'm finna answer Mr. Rodney's question in a second. He asks, can podcasts be monetized? Yes, they can.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they can. So let me answer that question and do this at the same time. In our situations in life, when events come about, it's not so much how you can make money from everything. It's more of how to meet the people's needs.
There you go.
So
that's kind of like unselfish.
Yeah. So yeah, think about it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
The guy that made socks, I don't think he was just like, man, I'm finna make a whole bunch of money making socks right now.
He was covering up his own feet.
Yeah. He's like,
thinking about other people's like, cold feet. Yeah.
What is that you got on your feet? This is some socks. Right. Socks. What is that?
Right. You got it. That's so true.
Like, even my company, we even have our own brand of socks right now. Just in case if everybody be like, hey, let's bet black. Let's start working within our community. Let's start seeing what is out there. I had a list that I was going to work on to try to get everybody self-sufficient within the community in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Jones, he has done a lot of good job, a huge job in doing that. He has water. That's one of the main things he has. He has, like, outfits. Don't get me wrong, he does have jewelry and everything, too, in case you want to look nice with the watches and the jewelry sets he has.
Right.
With the wristbands and stuff. Me, I have socks. I have shoes. Like, I got a hold of a company that could help me create shoes and put designs that I want on it and everything.
Wow.
But to go back to the monetary part of podcasting, yes, podcasting can make you a lot of money. Not only can it make you a lot of money, it's just like any other social media site. Like right now, I'm pretty sure y'all views went way up when the pandemic went down. I mean, went up.
Probably did, yeah.
Because, like, everybody still, once again, they're having to distance themselves from their normal life. We're starting to get back in the swing of things.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, even though the swing of things is still dangerous. But that pandemic has opened the doors for a lot of people to be able to tap into what's going on and how it's going on. Like, I had to find new ways of doing things. And that's why I was throwing out Tim Jones' names. My company, Lionheart Entertainment's name, because Tim Jones is Clark Kent, LLJV or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But companies that are doing stuff like that, and all the people who are serving plates and stuff at their house, like that type of movement is dire, because if everything, let's just say everything goes south, or enough stuff goes south where you really have to figure out how do you get what you need and still not come in contact with somebody that's sick or come in contact with the environment that's outside of your house?
Right.
If you're stuck at home and you need stuff within your community, can you supply that?
Right.
If you can't supply that, then you and the leaders in your community, along with the business owners there, need to sit down and really come up and hash out some ideas to really see if you can make some things happen.
Right, right. And I think they did pretty good about that since last year, like DoorDash and drive order your stuff and just drive up to Walmart and they'll bring it out in Kroger's and places like that. Because you have to think outside the box once they start closing the doors. Now, what are we going to do now? All the stores can't eat. Can you imagine all the stores closing down because they had no way to service the people? And here we are still struggling with this thing, you know?
It created a job opportunity
right there. Yes, it did. It sure did. Created new jobs, you know, like churches. Some of them had to close their doors, but hey, they said they received more money with the doors closed than they did with the doors open.
There you go. And you're reaching more people.
And reaching more people. Absolutely. You are so right. So let me take you back to the mental health podcast you're thinking about doing. What areas would you like to meet? We have about 3 minutes.
What areas would I like to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
One would be... schizophrenia.
Okay.
That's what they said I'm diagnosed with.
Okay.
Depression. Depression is a major one right there.
Yes, it is.
And another one would probably be, if I think off the top of my head, paranoia probably or something like that. Because a lot of PTSD. That's what I'm trying to say. PTSD. Because there's a lot of soldiers out there who are still over there across seas, wherever that, and they train you to be on top flight all the time. So if you're always on 10 and trying to figure out what to do next, like, you need somebody to help you decompress from that. And that same thing goes with schizophrenia and depression.
That makes me think of a lot of young men who've been locked up in prison. Young and probably middle-aged and old have had no way to deal with their mental deficiencies.
Uh-huh.
Like you say, you go to these mental health places and they like, they're not really, they're half listening to you. They have no solutions for you. And you're just like, what am I supposed to do now? You know, how am I supposed to react? I'm so thankful that you're doing this and you're going to have to keep me up on what you're doing. Keep me up on it.
Yep, got to, because we don't do it. Once again, that's go back to community things. If we don't start doing certain things for ourselves, then we're going to have to go outside of our community to somewhere else where we're going to drive or search way across the world to see if we can get it.
Right.
And that shouldn't always be a necessary habit.
That's true. Should be right where we need it.
Yep.
And can get to it when we need to get to it.
Yeah,
like, I agree.
Do y'all know we got a black psychiatrist, not black counselor here?
No, I did not.
You remember the old building you were in? It's a girl. It's a lady in there named Sandra.
Oh, right downtown. When we was on the second floor.
Uh huh.
Really?
She's on
the
third floor, and she's like the only black counselor that I've seen in Marion. Period. I love talking to her.
Well, great. I'll have to spread that news around, cause sometimes I need a counselor, you know, and I'm serious about it, you know, because I think it's a good thing for a lot of people, and I'm glad that, you know, the Lord opened up this avenue, the show, because I try to target a lot of things that people may be dealing with, like we're talking about the holiday and the blues and how can they, you know, relate to what's going on and not feel like they're excluded from the events and the food and, you know what I mean, and just the joy and the merriment of the season, you know. So, and this is a high time for suicide.
Yeah, we want to prevent that type of stuff.
Yes, we do. We want
to
prevent that.
Too far out there.
That's true. Want to prevent all that kind of stuff. Wow, that is so powerful, and it's so timely. This is God's timing.
And we can reach them now.
Yes.
Cause they're at home.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So we can reach them.
That's true. We can reach them. Wow. That's powerful, Anthony. That's powerful. But I'm glad you're doing better.
Yes,
so good to see you. And hopefully we'll see a little more of you
yes,
coming
ma'am.
In 2022 and You can share some of this good stuff with us, and maybe we can do every now and then a show on mental health.
Yes, ma'am.
Why not?
Always, always.
Right? You share some with other people that can help lift them up. And the thing is, it's inspiring them to seek help.
Yep.
To seek help.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing. Nobody listen to me and all that kind of stuff, you know. And like we was talking about the pessimist, you know, always looking at things negatively. And we want to try to inspire people to start looking up and positive, you know. There is always a silver lining in the cloud, they say, right? All righty then. Okay, Anthony Marks.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. It's good to see you. Yes. I've missed you.
Yeah, I just be in my own little tunnel sometimes.
Hey, we need to be sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
we do. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I'm thanking my guest today, Anthony Marks. Good to see him. He's still on the up and up and still taking care of the community as well as himself. So I have another show at 5:15. Singles Choosing God's Best, Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones. So stay tuned. You can make it through the commercials, and we will be back with you shortly. Until next time, be blessed, and thank you so very much.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP,